You're listening to the 868BG podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Morrison, and this is episode number one. We're talking today about Gangster's Paradise $869. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Their lives. Rum runners cross the border to Windsor, where you will learn the secrets of smugglers and gangsters. Great feedback from our last group, so let's repeat for those who couldn't join us before. Big day on Saturday, May 22nd, with 8 winners from our 9 race contenders list, including Best Bet Cabernet over $6.20. He played the card on Sunday, September 29th, with all 8 winners on our contenders list, led by Union Ride for $12.40 and Paradise Woods for $9.60. He launched the card on Friday, May 12th from our list of contenders, topping I Will Wrap It Up at $10 and Bombard at $10.20. We had the top pick 5 for $533 and the exact 7 on Saturday, and the last pick paid $227 in race 9. We had the top pick 5 for $728 and 5 in a row 3. We had a late 5th peak at $869, a 20-cent 6th peak at $6,276, and a trailing 3rd peak that paid $832, $603, and $94. We had a choice 5 plus a late choice 4 for $482 and a choice 6 for $70,227. We also had exactly 7 a day and a super hat trick that paid $321. We also had exactly 7 on the day and 3 hat tricks, one of which netted $358 in game 5. We had 5 3 picks that paid $263, $184, and $111, among others a late 4th pick at $366 and a 5th best pick at $751. We had the top choice 4 at $112 and choice 5 at $112, 734, 6-3 long rotating picks. A great day on Monday, May 29th, with 7 winners out of 9 races from our contender list, 6 of which are in the lead, led by Majestic Vixen for $8.80, Flyin' Artie for $11.40 and Best Bet Del Mar Ann for $7.20. Here is our box office report for the weekend of December 2, 2012, featuring new releases from Killing Them Softly and The Collection. Finally, at commercial number 7 and not breaking the curse, is Killing Them Softly's first new release of the December 2 weekend with $7 million. This weekend, another new release, The Collection, tops the top 10 with $3.4 million. The film grossed $48 million domestically in its first 2 weeks of release. The film is now 5th on this year's top-grossing films list and could likely surpass The Amazing Spider-Man next week. We reported last week that James Bond is also the top-grossing movie, and Skyfall, with $17 million, could conceivably grow to $1 billion at the global box office. It currently stands at $869 million, when it opens in China. Next year, Summit Entertainment's epic conclusion grossed $254 million in 3 weeks, but still almost $30 million less than in the first half, to become the third highest-grossing film of the Twilight Saga behind Eclipse and New Moon. They were honored on the steps of New York City Hall by Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia for raising a record $89 million in 3 days. This combination of circumstances was due to the intrigues of the world oligarchy, which we will talk about later. For the author, these terms are interchangeable, but for simplicity, only oligarchy will be used in this book. Everyone decides what unique localized systems will be and how such systems interact with each other on the basis of voluntary association. Now I will move on to another important method of control, carried out mainly through various media. First of all, there have been many studies that have concluded that fluoride lowers IQ. A test of this idea is to examine how income distribution has changed. For example, in some countries with more liberal economies, such as the United States, the unequal distribution of wealth is hardly a new or uniquely American problem. In 2017, the top 1% owned 20% of New Zealand's wealth, which corresponds to a power law of A equals 2.537 and G equals 0.48. If we take the two highest incomes out of a population of 4.69 million, we get A equals 2.23 and G equals 0.685, again super exponential, even though both of these billionaires run multinational corporations. 0.1% had a median income of $5.6 million, up 19.3%, while 0.01% above the percentage had a median income of $25.7 million, which is 20.6% more. She said tells a gripping story about the power of truth, with shocking new information from hidden sources. In Becoming a Dangerous Woman, Pat Mitchell talks about her unprecedented rise in media and world affairs. The New York Times best-selling author of The Light We Lost offers a tender and moving novel about a man she admires. Jillian Walnes Perry shares new insights into Shirley Franks from those who really know her. I will watch every second of the footage to find out who stole my wife's bike. Stolen by one of the residents as the key is needed to access the secure
bike storage. Back on board, you can dine, dance, swim, get a massage and wake up to a different view every morning.
This has been the 868 BG Podcast, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.